Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As promised on Friday, today I want to offer some practical wisdom for those of you living in abusive relationships with men. We are talking about the word abuse here on Definition, and I understand abuse shows up in a myriad of ways in relationships. It is not only men abusing women, but I trust as you have listened, you have applied the biblical lessons on how to handle abuse to your specific situation. I'm concentrating on you women who have to deal with cruel and violent treatment this morning and this evening. Our biblical text has been 1 Samuel 25, and again, I want to encourage you to read that for yourself in your own Bible. If you do not have a Bible, look up 1 Samuel 25 online or a Bible app. What I will now say, these lessons I will give, assumes you have read that with me on previous broadcasts and or you have read it for yourself. Everything I have said and will now say is based on this valuable text in God's Word. And if you're feeling like you'd like me to move on from abuse and talk about something else, stay tuned. Next week we will. But as we finish our discussion on abuse, the following is very important. Let's let Abigail be our teacher. I am not a formal counselor and certainly not a psychologist. So all my advice is biblically based. Here goes. I have four lessons. Lesson number one, lowly valued. Of little value, Abigail finds something of great value in her and she uses it. It's her intelligence. Abigail applies her intelligence to her situation. Just because this abusive man in your life makes you feel dumb, that does not mean you have to conform to his image of you. I believe Abigail was far more intelligent than Nabal and could have managed his company better than he did. In fact, by her actions towards David, she saved her husband's business, as we have learned over the last couple of weeks. Likewise, apply the mind God has given you to your unjust situation. Do that which you know you've needed to do, but have not had the courage to do. You might have low value in the eyes of this man in your life or men in your life, but you are highly valued by the living God. God loves you, and God is with you. God has created you in his image, says Genesis, and that means you have been given gifts to use them. Use them now to deal head-on with your abusive man. Lesson number two, Abigail did not let her abuse keep her from protecting those around her from more abuse. Abigail did not let her abuse keep her from protecting those around her from more abuse. Her actions alone saved her family, herself, and Nabal's employees from devastating destruction at the hands of David and his sword-bearing men. I know this is terribly hard for you to bear, but you need to be the one who takes wise action such that you refuse to just sit back and take the cruel and violent treatment thrown your way. Your courageous action can save your life and the lives of those around you, in particular your young children. Look to Abigail as your example. Here is something only you can do. Reach out to trustworthy people around you and build a team that will help you be like Abigail. I maintain that women in these relationships need a team of people around them to help them do what Abigail did. And we'll start off tomorrow's time talking together about who should be on your team. Perhaps this will help you apply our second lesson. So join me then for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.